set up, no good. Rebound tapped up and in by Larry Harris. Beckley will bring it in. They lead by six. Long pass down to Licklider. Into Roger Wood. Back out to Licklider. He comes back out to Beard with it. 1 minute to go. Beard feeds to Mike Griffin. Beckley going into a four-point offense now. Over to Beard. Over to Licklider. Left side. Charleston coming out to meet him now. Licklider dribbles through two men. As he does, he's followed by Chip Mason. Chip Mason commits the foul. And that's his fifth personal. He's out of there. We have 49 seconds to go. 73-67. Beckley with a six-point lead. And that, oh man, what a basketball game this is. Into the lineup for the Charleston Mountain Lions comes Marvin Wright, a senior at 5'11". As Chip Mason goes out of there, and Steve Licklider will go to the free throw line on the 1-1. He was fouled on a drive, not for the basket, but a drive to the foul circle. Licklider at the line, bumps it, misses. Rebound taken out by Kurt Wright. 46 seconds to go. He moves it quickly into the forecourt. Checks out behind the circle. Into the corner to right for the long jumper. Hits off the rim, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, untouched. Now we have 38 seconds to go. Beard looking. Feeds to Licklider. Up court to Wooten. Back to Licklider. He takes a running two-hander as he goes. We have a whistle. Let's see what the call is this time. I think we had a traveling violation against Licklider as he drove to the foul line. It'll be Charleston's ball in. 33 seconds to go. 73-67. Wright feeds the ball on the left side to Sonny Burrow. He works his way into the corner, takes a long bomb from the corner. High off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped around. Charleston has it. Price up with it. Misses. Rebound. Wooten. Out to Beard. Long one down to Roger Wood. In for the layup. It's good. 75-67. 10 seconds to go. Wright into the forecourt. Drives down the lane. Puts it up and in. They let him go. They don't even make an attempt to go get him. 75-69. And Beckley will bring the ball in. There's the ball game. It's all over. The Beckley Fly Eagles win over the Charleston Mountain Lions in one of the greatest basketball games in the high school ranks that we have ever seen. The Beckley fans are down here mobbing the students as the students are liable to break that backboard the way they're hanging on to it. As I say, this was one of the most pressure-packed basketball games we have ever seen. I've never, ever seen the like of it. Well, I wouldn't want to say that. Maybe I'm subject to a little bit of exaggeration at this point. But believe me, the way those teams played this basketball game, it was almost impossible to fault either one of them. As I say, Beckley had its moment. Charleston had its moment. The Flying Eagles got off winging in the overtime period, and that pretty much made the difference. But at the end of the regulation time, it was 65-65, and the Beckley fans break loose, and now instead of taking just one of the nets, they're going to go up and get the other one, too. Roger Wood down there to do it, and as some of his teammates and fans and students hold him up, 75-69 in one of the great basketball games of all time. While I'm off the sweat off my brow, hold tight, we'll be back in 60 seconds.